Welcome to the dojo. Christmas is mere hours away, and already it's raining presents. We've got a fresh variant to fight. We got a president with a new big announcement. Same shitty plan that didn't stop the original virus or its mutations. Because Joey knows when a remedy does not work, keep taking it until it does. But the biggest gift of all is in that announcement, Joey proved himself to not only be an addle-brained huckster, but now he's coming unglued, as in psychotic. If you're a regular listener to this show, you know we're cuckoo for crazies, and Joey's name will be up there in lights with some of the greatest rubber room residents ever to squirm inside a straitjacket.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
Of course, we'll discover just how busted Joey's mainspring is, and then I'll have a proclamation about a fantastic new piece of show swag. If you dug the t-shirts and key fobs, wait until you see the latest addition to That Larry Show merchandise. It's kick-ass. Then we'll continue a Christmas tradition we've upheld now for half a decade. But let's get to Joey first. Now, just a few days ago, he brought comfort and joy to millions of exhausted, broken, despairing Americans with this inspirational statement of pure optimism.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated.
How about that? What a leader, huh? Then, midday on Tuesday, Joey delivered the speech of a lifetime about how he was going to fix the pandemic. Again, he did what he always does. He threatened and blamed people, beat his chest, took credit where none was due. Oh, and he did what he does more than anything. He lied. You know, there are tells liars have, same as poker players. And the most common tell is when they constantly assure you that they are telling the truth. When people preface a statement with, "to be honest," or "to tell the truth," they're usually signaling that they're about to lie to you.
I promised when I got elected I'd always give it to you straight from the shoulder. The good, the bad, the truth.
That's it. He's gonna tell you the truth, which means put up your umbrella for a blizzard of bullshit. A zillion podcasters are going to parse Biden's speech. And they're all gonna get granular, huh? Argue about statistics and minutiae and sources. Well, that's for amateurs and a waste of time. You don't have to quote sources to break Joey's lies. All you have to do is keep an ear out for the tells and the information he omits. That's the essence of lies and propaganda. A lot of it is what they don't say.
Almost everyone who has died from COVID-19 in the past many months has been unvaccinated.
The weasel phrase is, in the past many months. Joey doesn't say how many months, and that's deliberate. Lots of vaccinated people have died of COVID. So Joey conveniently keeps the time period vague so he can feel truthful, lumping together the death count before there was a so-called vaccine, after they were widely distributed.
And especially if you've gotten the booster shot, that third shot, you have a high degree of protection against severe illness.
A high degree? What does that mean? Define high. What's the number, Joey? Give us a number. Science is packed with numbers and statistics. Where are those numbers? People track these things. Where are their findings? If the number was impressive, wouldn't Joey be happy to trumpet it? But he doesn't. Because it's either dismally low or they have no idea what degree of protection the shots, and we're not calling them vaccines because they are not, what degree of protection these shots provide. In many countries around the world, the majority of people now hospitalized with COVID have been vaccinated. But Joey doesn't say that. Let's take a peek over the cheek and hear a reassuring claim Joey made about these shots in the recent past. He told us that if we took the shot, we'd be immune.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
There it is. That's Joey. What happened to immune? Where'd that go? Was that science old science? Because Joey said we should believe that science. Is the new science correct? Because clearly the old science was wrong.
Because Omicron spreads so easily.
Whoops, did he just say Omicron? Yes, he did. Well, maybe one of these days he'll get it right.
Because Omicron spreads so easily, we'll see some fully vaccinated people get COVID, potentially in large numbers. There'll be positive cases in every office, even here in the White House, among the vaccinated from Omicron. But these cases are highly unlikely to lead to serious illness.
The best lies are mingled with truth. And Joey's not lying when he says that a whole lot of vaccinated people are going to get infected with Omicron. But then he weaves in a troika of weasel words. Did you catch those? Highly, unlikely, and serious. Can anyone quantify those words? Take them from the realm of guessing to knowing?
All these people who have not been vaccinated, you have an obligation to yourselves, to your family, and quite frankly, I know I'll get criticized for this, to your country. Get vaccinated now. It's free. It's convenient. I promise you, it saves lives. And I honest to God believe it's your patriotic duty.
Got it? All you people? Yeah, that's you people. You have an obligation. It's your patriotic duty to take a drug that was shotgunned through the system in 9 months when every other real vaccine had a testing cycle of 5, 7, sometimes 10 years. And if you refuse to take the shot, Joey says you're un-American. You're no patriot. You're a scumbag. Ready for Joey's liar's tell number two? But after 8 decades of bullshitting people, it's a reflex for Joey. He can't help himself. He must use his snake oil salesman snappy patter. And here it is.
And I honest to God believe it's your patriotic duty.
Hear that? Honest to God, says Joey, because when he yanks God into the conversation, you can trust him.
Our doctors have made it clear. Booster shots provide the strongest of protection.
Oh, Joey, that's a big fat lie. A lie as big and obvious as the hair plugs on his head. Every doctor on earth, with the exception of Tony the Weasel Fauci, says natural immunity from prior infection is your strongest protection. But Joey never mentions that. Because according to Joey, vaccination is the only solution.
Today we stockpiled enough gowns, masks, and ventilators to deal with the surge of hospitalizations among the unvaccinated.
Got that? He's laid in enough gowns, masks, and ventilators to deal with the unvaccinated. About 80% of those who get ventilated get dead. Does Joey want those disobedient, unpatriotic, unvaccinated people dead? Well, it sure sounds that way. Why didn't he mention the wide array of effective therapies? Monoclonal antibody treatments, not to mention Pfizer's Paxlovid and Merck's Molnupiravir. They're two new COVID pills. No, not vaccines, pills. That will be approved by the FDA this very week. Why didn't Joey mention those? Could it be because he's an angry, vindictive headcase who'd like to see people punished or dead because they didn't obey his mandates? Oh yeah, Joey, he's one very angry geriatric. All his folksy Uncle Joe theater is a crock. because when he can't keep the act up, he bares his false teeth like a pissed off Pomeranian. He told voters that they're full of shit and he doesn't work for them. It's all on video. Joe admitted that the vaccinated will both contract and spread the virus, and we can expect a surge from the vaccinated. But because they are patriots, because they did the right thing, because they obeyed him, they only spread the good virus, the safe virus. Only the unvaccinated, un-Americans can kill you with their germs. How's that for some pretzel logic from the blamer in chief?
Your choice is not just a choice about you. It affects other people. You're putting other people at risk. Your loved ones, your friends, neighbors, strangers you run into. And your choice can be the difference between life or death.
Is that clear? Only the unvaxxed can spread the dangerous virus. Logic has no place in Joey's trepanned skull. None.
Look, let me give it to you straight again. Omicron is serious, potentially deadly business for unvaccinated people. Let me be clear. Thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community, America is one of the first countries to get the vaccine.
Well, hooray for that. America got the vaccine first. Wave that checkered flag for the 800,000 hearses that cruised past the finish line as America continues to lead the world in COVID deaths. Why is that? We've got the science. We've got the vaccines. What we don't got is early treatment. With ivermectin, which literally saved millions in India and Japan. And Joey doesn't seem very interested in those new treatments from Pfizer and Merck either. As far as Joey and Fauci are concerned, you've got two choices. Vax or ventilate. Joey's furious with the lies and misinformation he claims are dangerous. He wants it stopped and stopped. No.
Look, the unvaccinated are responsible for their own choices. But those choices have been fueled by dangerous misinformation on cable TV and social media. It's wrong. It's immoral. I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it. Stop it now.
Well, he's not wrong. Here's some very dangerous misinformation that was spread across all media.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Based on that dangerous lie, how many freshly jabbed people emboldened by Biden's bullshit headed for crowded venues and wound up very sick or very dead?
One of the other things that we know that has to be done is more testing. Because Omicron spreads easily, especially among the unvaccinated.
There's an in-your-face lie. Blame all those unvaxxed lepers. That lie is so insulting. It should be prefaced by, hey, stupid, listen to this. Because if, as Joey claims, the vaccinated experience only mild symptoms, well, that makes them far more likely to spread the bug, even unknowingly. Which is exactly why this is now a pandemic of the vaccinated. And that is a stone fact, indisputable.
The strain and stress is real. I really mean it. It's real.
Hear that, Mr. and Mrs. America? Joey means it. He really means it.
Where 400,000 Americans died from COVID this calendar year.
That's right, Joey. This calendar year is your calendar year, cupcake. But according to him, any president who let the bodies piled up like that should not be president. This is Joey when he was lying his ass off to get elected.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America. And so, folks, I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan.
Joey has doubled that number on his watch. Why is he still president? You notice how he loves calling us folks? But he's confusing his vowels. What he really wants to call us is fucks. Fucks and schmucks. Because we tolerate his incompetence and lies.
Let me close with this. I know you're tired. I really mean this, and I know you're frustrated.
Hear that? He means it. He really means it. And mere seconds after he told us he really means it, he tells us he really means this.
We've always endured because, remember, there is no challenge too big for America. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. No challenge.
Here comes the payoff where you realize he's more than a demented, deceitful politician. He's unhinged. Listen to him launch into a rage as he answers a softball question from a handpicked group of lapdog journos.
You know what it's costing on average? $560, $640 a month, up to $1,000 a month. What do you do if you're a mom and a dad working with minimum wage, busting your neck? You look at your kid, and you know if you don't get that vaccine for him, if you don't get that drug for him, if you don't get that, be able to take that, what happens? You're likely to go in a coma, maybe die. Not only do you put the kid's life at stake, you strip away all the dignity of a parent looking at their child. I'm not joking about this. Imagine being a parent looking at a child and you can't afford. You have no house to borrow against. You have no savings. But I'm not supposed to be having this press conference right now.
Somebody asked him about that Build Back Better crap getting flipped by Manchin, and Joey could not contain his rage. More than that, he clearly had a psychotic hallucination. He forgot he was having a conversation with a group of reporters and became, Adolf on the podium at Munich. And then he snapped back into reality, realized he's gone off script and admits he's not supposed to be having this press conference, his handlers forbid it. He's a very sick person, a very dangerous person. He's kept a lid on it for decades, but clearly the mask is cracking. Beware. Well, that's enough of that. As John Lennon said, and so this is Christmas, or will be in a few days. These past few years have been pretty damn dark. Unnecessarily dark because of scumbag politicians. It's entirely possible this virus may soon peter out, as many respected doctors predict it will revert to the common cold from which it was derived. And when it does, Joey and his minions can point to all the saber-rattling and theater they're staging right now and say, "See? We beat COVID. We are your saviors. Vote for us!" One way or another, all this Sturm und Drang will eventually subside, because nothing that has happened in recent history hasn't already happened in ancient history. Everything is cyclical and circular. But personally, I prefer ovals. I don't know why, but it's a shape I dig. My home is filled with oval mirrors, oval artwork, and now I'm thrilled to announce the greatest oval creation ever, the one you'll want to proudly display on your automobile, quad runner, MRAP, refrigerator, or the cover of your laptop, the magnetic, flexible Lutfa Oval. Treat yourself to a unique symbol that makes a bold statement, and you'll want to display proudly all year long. Now, just in case you're brand new to the show, what's a Lutfa? It's an acronym I coined that describes true Americans and the sentiment and principle that founded this nation, which was this: leave us the fuck alone. That's what we all want, isn't it? And we'd be left alone were it not for those meddlesome, cretinous commie shitbags, the ASTCOs, which stands for Assholes Seeking to Control Others. Just today, a shipment of Lutfa flexible magnets arrived at the dojo. They measure a perfect 6 inches wide by 4 inches high. You can slap them on your vehicle, or remove them at will, no stickum or gunk. They're water and weatherproof, and they signal that you're one of us. I'll post pictures of them at thatlarryshow.com. If you want one, they're only $10. Or if you want to gift them to your friends, 3 for $25. Just click the PayPal button and be sure to mention LUTFA in your order, and we'll send them out to you. Free shipping. Available only in USA. So there, we've not only exposed Joey as a psychotic, we've created the stocking stuffer you really wanted, the LUTFA Flexible Magnetic Sticker. And now on to the Christmas story that's become a tradition at this show, which just celebrated its 5th anniversary. So much has been written about Christmas over the last 20 centuries. Books, plays, songs, movies, some great, some not. But my favorite of all is a brief account written by a newspaper man back in the last century. His name was Jim Bishop. He was a self-made journalist, no fancy degrees from prestigious institutions. In fact, he was an 8th grade dropout. He wrote 21 books, many of which became smash bestsellers. He managed to crystallize the greatest life ever lived in the fewest amount of words. And one Christmas, he wrote the following. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant. He grew up in another village, where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then, for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a home. He didn't go to college. He never lived in a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his garments, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life. My friends, thank you so much for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. May you have a fearless, peaceful, and joyous Christmas. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, God bless and Merry Christmas.